The purpose of meditation is to make our mind calm and peaceful. As mentioned earlier, if our mind is peaceful, we will be free from worries, right? Because anxiety is the problem of an unpeaceful mind. If our mind is peaceful, we will be free from worries and mental discomfort. And so we will experience true happiness. But if our mind is not peaceful, we will find it very difficult to be happy, even if we are living in the very best conditions. Right? This is very clear. We can see these examples everywhere. You know, people who have plenty of money, have a good position, a good reputation, good relationship, and so forth. And yet still, they experience anxiety, worry, problems. These are the problems of an unpeaceful mind. What we really need is this inner wealth of a peaceful mind. We can gain this inner wealth through meditation. If we train in meditation, our mind will gradually become more and more peaceful. And we will experience a pure and pure form of happiness. You know what's amazing about inner peace, or peaceful mind, inner peace, mental peace? It never turns into suffering. Never. The more you have of it, the happier and happier you get. It's not like chocolate cake. Like, we're happy to have a bit of chocolate cake. But it doesn't follow that the more and more you eat without stopping, the happier and happier you become. In fact, the opposite is true. First we feel uncomfortable and then sick. And then we think, ugh, oh, that's horrible. I'll never do that again until tomorrow. Right? We're always trying to find happiness in external things. And we get some pleasure, but we also get pain. It shows, although we're human, so we need external conditions. We do. We're not being extreme. We need food, and we might as well have good food. Healthy is good. Tasty is good. Right? Okay, so we like our food, drinks, and so forth. We need clothing. We need shelter. We need money. Probably need a car, right? Okay. But none of those things can give us the lasting happiness nor the protection from anxiety, fear, worries, and so forth that we long for. They can't. Even the best security system. Okay. There's no external security system that will free our mind from worry, anxiety, unhappiness, mental pain, because those are problems of an unpeaceful mind. You know? So we can never find true happiness and freedom outside ourselves. That must be cultivated within. The real source of happiness, the real experience of freedom, is deeper and deeper states of inner peace. And that inner peace never turns into an uncomfortable, painful feeling. It's the opposite. At first, there's like a lightness of heart, a happiness, an ease, you know, of mind. A happiness. But if we cultivate that peace, it gets deeper and deeper and starts to become a joy, like a joy coming from inside. It's not dependent upon things outside of ourselves. We've cultivated it within. There's a profound joy coming from our inner peace. And eventually, it is said, our inner peace will transform into what is called great bliss. Great bliss. How does that sound? That sounds like no, there's definitely no anxiety, fear, or worry in that mind. Great bliss. That we have that potential for this is the supreme inner peace of enlightenment. It is great bliss. It is not selfish bliss. Like, oh, I want this for me. It is by nature love and compassion for all living beings without exception. And it is supreme inner protection from fear, worry, anxiety. It is supreme happiness, peace, and bliss. That is the potential of our mind. We cultivate that potential not through external development, always just improving our material conditions and technology. This will never give us that experience. Yes, we need those things. We're human. But that's not the source of our happiness. It can never give us real protection. That must be cultivated within, through meditation.